welcome to episode 11 of This One's for the Working Mama, bringing you the right type of distraction for your daily commute. Join in the movement of working moms who own their choice to work and strive to achieve a life with their soul on fire. Make a conscious effort to fill your daily drive with truth and wisdom that can abolish the working mom guilt for good and find community. I'm Katie Alexander, and this is your 8-Minute Devotion. This episode is sponsored by This One's for the Working Mama book. If you want more of the working mama and practical tips and guidance to balance your home and work while living a purposeful life, this book is for you. Purchase your copy on Amazon.com or Target.com today. Episode 11, Without Good Direction, People Lose Their Way. Last fall, I was visiting my extended family in Wisconsin and planned to meet up with my cousin Liz and her little girl. Our kids had been in my grandma's house for 2 days and could use a little stretching of their legs with another little person. Liz and I decided to meet up at McDonald's that had a large indoor play place. Even though I've been to Wisconsin countless times throughout my life, I am still no expert in finding my way around. I had never been to this particular McDonald's before, so Liz texted me the street address, I plugged in Apple Maps, and off I went. The drive time was 26 minutes, which sounded about right, and with my lack of familiarity with the area, it seemed like we were headed on the right path. When the voice of the navigation finally spoke up and said, "Arrived at your destination," I suddenly realized that Apple Maps had failed me. I was sitting in someone's driveway, and the brick house in front of me was definitely not a McDonald's. I had bad directions. I didn't plug in the wrong address, and Apple hadn't misdirected me. I failed to check on the city in which this street address belonged. Instead of taking me to the address in the city of Kaukauna, it took me to that street address in the city of Green Bay, 25 miles in the opposite direction of where I needed to be. Were the directions themselves bad? No. But I had a responsibility to double-check the path I was on to ensure that I ended up in the right place. Life can be a lot like this trip to McDonald's. In my book, I walk you through a vision plan for your work life. It's a simple exercise that gets you to look at the next year, 3 years, and 5 years of your home and career goals to determine where you want to go and how you can practically get there. Let's call this vision plan our map. It has directions, steps, and a destination. Having a map like this can be an incredible tool to lead you where you want to go and help you understand what's truly important to you. But when not used appropriately, or not referenced at all, it can have an adverse effect. Sometimes a map with a marked out destination can get in the way of a detour God has for us. We can become so fixated on the steps we have plotted in permanent marker that we forget how beautiful God's eraser can be. Other times, we can get so wrapped up in a pace someone else is setting and on a track you never planned, and then you arrive at your destination and wonder, who put this address in my GPS? The end result doesn't align with any of the things you value, and it feels less like a play place and more like the driveway of a stranger's house. So where do we go for direction? How do we know if the path we are on is the right one? If you've been hanging with me for a while, you can guess where this is going. We're diving into Proverbs chapter 11 today, and it's meant to give direction. Beginning in verses 3 through verse 5, Proverbs chapter 11. The integrity of the honest keeps them on track. The deviousness of crooks brings them to ruin. A thick bankroll is no help when life falls apart, but a principled life can stand up to the worst. Moral character makes for smooth traveling. An evil life is a hard life. I want to make sure to highlight this again, because it's important. Good behavior, good deeds, good character does nothing to guarantee you the kingdom of heaven. You cannot earn your way to salvation. However, when you enter into a relationship with God, the hope is that His character and His holiness would draw you into right living, the kind that puts you on this path. I desire His path because it is smooth traveling. And even when I don't know exactly where his version of the map leads, I can return to the Word, to passages like Proverbs chapter 11, and find guidance to stay the course. I'm going to wrap this up with a verse that happens to be one of the first verses I memorized as a child, and it stands true today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. This verse indicates for you how to get the right direction on your path. We can chart a course. We can make a plan. We can draw it all out. And sometimes, God can let the steps flow in the way that we mapped them. And other times, He can rechart the course. But the important thing is finding our way back to the truth. This truth found in the Bible. Thanks for following along on episode 11. To be included in all the upcoming episodes, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you want. Or give it a quick rating, which helps it to be available to more mamas just like you. Stick with me as we continue with these 31 days in the Proverbs. You won't be disappointed.